we have from the O'Neill Veterinary Clinic, Melissa Dykshore, an associate veterinarian. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Before we get going, it's National Dog Day.
Oh, my goodness.
And we have a found dog just called in.
Okay.
Somebody just found a yellow lab at First and Douglas. About a 1 to 4 year old yellow lab found at First and Douglas with a green collar. And the police department has him. So 336-1313. Get that yellow lab.
Let's get him found. He's found. Let's get him rehomed.
That's right.
Get him back to his owner.
You bet. So, well, good morning.
Good morning.
Dumb Joke High Five Friday.
Yes.
And we got our high five out of the way.
Yep, we did already that. And instead of talking about the weather, which we often do, I'm going to ask you some questions in light of the recent weather patterns. So how guilty was the rich guy of wasting water?
I have no idea.
Beyond a reasonable drought. What do you eat in the middle of a drought?
In the middle of a drought, what do we eat? I have no idea.
Sandwiches. It's so dry, Scott, that the trees are bribing the dogs. That yellow lab was probably getting talked to by a tree. So.
Yeah, water. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm making light of a depressing topic.
Yeah,
we do need to talk about the weather this morning. So how it's affecting pasture conditions. Cattle, obviously, the weaning strategies. Producers are thinking and talking about these things already. Maybe moving up preg checking this year. Sure. Lots of things to think about. So,
all right, yeah,
we'll put on them all.
Yeah, and Melissa, I know in dry weather, unfortunately, has affected the cattle on pasture this year, and probably going to continue to have an impact into fall.
It will.
Do you have for some suggestions to our producers to help keep those cattle healthy and productive this fall and winter?
Yeah, so many things come to mind. We sure don't have time to talk about all of them, but let's hit on the big points this morning. Two big things. Let's preserve our feedstuffs. Pasture, hay, everything else. And then two, keep those animals healthy. So preserving feedstuffs, how do we do that? We've kind of been putting information out on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We sent out a letter, but wean those calves early is probably the number one thing that comes to mind. So there's a statistic that we've been kind of throwing out there out of UNL, some research that was done that you save a day of grass for a cow, every 2.5 days that calf is weaned and off of pasture. So, we do save grass. We can keep those cows on their pasture longer if we get those calves weaned off. So, first thing to think about, preg check those cows, cull the opens. You know, we often do this in October, November, but let's think about just as soon as possible getting those cows pregged. That cull market has remained really strong through July and August this year for cows in good condition. So let's take advantage of those prices, find those open cows and get them to market. A step past that, and something that we've talked about before is to cull not just the opens, but find those non-productive cows from the herd and send them to market as well. So we definitely have those scales that we have under two of our chutes. We can come out, we can weigh the cows, weigh the calves. You know, we can help with this. We can sit down, take that information, take your calving book. We can come up with a couple of ratios that can help you look and find your non-productive cows. We can look at even past year's data, help you review that, just find the cows that are costing you money. The easy things to think about, you know, things that you can do is think about those mean cows that try to take you every time you tag a calf. Cows that have, you know, bad bags, making too much milk, udder quality is poor. Those really, really big cows in your herd that maybe are weaning not so big calves, but kind of get lost in the mix. And if you're not thinking about that and sitting down and looking at the actual data, sometimes those things go by the wayside, I guess you could say. So, yeah. And then number two, again, just keeping those animals healthy. So we've been pushing preconditioning calves. A lot of producers have started or done that already. But if you look at a weaned calf that's been preconditioned versus one that hasn't, that preconditioned calf just has a smarter immune system. So it's better able to deal with the viruses, the bacteria, the stress that can come after they've kind of left mom and don't have the benefit of that. Those good immune things that are given in the milk. So precondition those calves, vaccinate your cows. If you haven't sat down with us and reviewed your vaccine protocols, maybe there's something that you can add in. Maybe there's something we can take away and forego, but definitely review your vaccine protocols. If there's anything we can add, we sure want to do that. And then something we don't often think about, but vitamin and mineral supplementation during a drought becomes pretty important. Vitamin A, D, and E, those vitamins are all found in lush green grass. So we're obviously lacking.
Which we don't have.
Right. We're obviously lacking in a drought. So, you know, think about an ADE injection. We have all three of those vitamins and just a handy injection that we can give at pregnancy exam or closer to calving, you know, when you're giving your scours vaccine in early spring, late winter. You know, something like an ADE injection may be a good addition this year. And then, you know, Multimin, we hear about it. We had our Multimin rep at our open house, and she had a lot of good conversations. That's an injection that is marketed to kind of mitigate stress, keep your cows pregnant, get them pregnant, and then keep them pregnant. Help with the vaccines when you give vaccines. And so think about doing a Multimin injection. You know, if your cows are coming off pasture looking like they've got dull hair coats or not in the best condition, a liver biopsy might be appropriate. We've been doing that to just get a good idea, a good picture of the mineral status of a cow. And then we can decide whether a Multimin injection is appropriate or not, whether you want to spend that money and give that injection to all the cows. So, lots of things.
Yeah, a lot to think about, definitely.
Right.
And Melissa, it sounds like producers need to find and keep the productive members of the herd.
Yep.
And then maybe cull the rest.
Yeah, that's really the long and short of it. You know, we and in addition to that, obviously, we want to keep those remaining cows healthy with thorough vaccine programs and adequate ration through the fall and winter. You know, we can help with both of those things. Mm-hmm. We have producers that have never used a feed wagon that are thinking about or are doing that this year,
right,
just to be able to feed those cows and help with fewer pasture availability, less hay this year, et cetera. So we can help with both of those, ration formulation and vaccine protocols.
All right, awesome.
Let us know.
You bet. Just call or stop out at the O'Neill Vet Clinic.
Correct.
And since it's National Dog Day, and of course we can't forget the cats,
We have to.
How can all those forward-thinking pet owners prepare for the coming fall and winter?
Yeah, good call. So where our next big challenge coming up in the companion animal world is the Fall Flea Challenge. So our September special of the month is designed to help out with that.
You don't want your pet to win the flea challenge.
No. that's a good,
yeah.
Who's the winner, who's the loser?
Yeah.
We don't want the fleas to win.
No.
Yeah, we want the pets to win. So 10% off Bravecto and Effetix in the month of September. So that Fall Flea Challenge is a super trendy phrase, you know, invented by some nerdy veterinarian out there. Just describes the marked increase in flea infected animals, cats and dogs that come into the clinic as the weather starts to cool. So it is every year. We see it every year. We see a lot of appointments with itchy, red, uncomfortable pets, and often find fleas. So, and then the owners have headaches in if those are indoor pets, then removing the fleas and the eggs and the larvae from the house, and it's just an unpleasant occurrence for sure. So prevention is key, as we always say. So pick up your Bravecto or your Effetix from the clinic in September, or we can mail you the order, or you can get it through our online pharmacy at O'NeillVet.com.
Okay, so, O'NeillVet.com. Remember that. All right. Yeah. Now you got everybody itching, and we're a little unpleasant.
Yep,
so get your pet some flea and tick prevention in September at O'Neill Vet Clinic.
Please do.
Yeah. Anything else this morning, Melissa?
Just one thing. I wanted to remind those pet owners out there, itchy dogs and cats, less often cats, but cats as well, could be suffering from some seasonal allergies. You know, that's another thing we commonly see. So say you go and you come and pick up some flea and tick prevention, you put it on, and a couple weeks later, gosh, your pet is still really itchy. We may be dealing with a seasonal allergy.
Sure.
Cause sometimes is a little bit of both, but if you're still having trouble after you've added a flea and tick prevention, just let us know. Schedule an appointment. Yes. We can sure discuss and do a good exam. So.
Yep.
And then I wanted to thank everybody real quick who came to the open house last week. It was we had a great turnout. It was wonderful. Thank you to everybody who took advantage of our 5% discount on those fall weaning products for cattle. We have a lot of very forward-minded small and food animal clients, and we really appreciate them. There's a lot of producers out there who are already making adjustments to those normal seasonal plans, adjusting for the dry weather. We appreciate everyone, and we really look forward to helping make fall as easy as possible.
All right. Yeah. And like we said, the O'Neill Vet Clinic's always just a phone call or stop in.
That's right. 3883. There you go.
O'NeillVet.com on the web.
That's right. And we have a new website coming soon.
Uh-huh.
So I'll just leave everyone with that little tidbit.
But keep checking it.
keep checking it.
All right. Melissa, have a great weekend.
You too, Scott.
Yeah,
thank
Melissa
you.
Melissa Dykes-Shore, an associate veterinarian from the O'Neill Veterinary Clinic.